Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about housing construction and its effect on timber prices, part two. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Randy Russo, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. Randy, we've talked before about housing construction and its effect on timber prices. How would you like to continue that today?
In addition to trees planted in the 1980s and the 1990s are growing at a much higher rate of productivity, which is attributed mostly to intensive forestry practices, such as those made from tree improvement, fertilization, improved site preparation, competition control, all during the life of that stand. This has been the case in decades since 1980. All of this would be great, but with the loss of the pulpwood market and very little biomass market, what we have seen in central and north Mississippi, and added to that, the lack of housing starts means that landowners are growing timber at a much increased rate, thus complicating the enormous timber inventory built up as the outlets of this material has been greatly constrained. With the loss of the pulpwood outlet, forest landowners have really no options for thinning their pine stands, as well as larger trees that do not meet specifications of added value products such as chip and saw or saw logs. However, this does not include the entire state, as the South Mississippi is a viable pulpwood market with mills in southern Mississippi and southwest Alabama, as well as good chip and saw timber markets. Stumpage prices remain high for pulpwood, thus providing landowners a market for their first thinnings, as well as the rougher trees that do not meet the grade for saw logs. The other aspect that is being seen in the southeast United States is the movement of sawmills from Canada into the area. By all reports, these mills will be highly automated and significantly higher production rates. In fact, it has been stated that the log demand will exceed peak levels of the early 2000s. On the surface, this seems like it would be a good thing for landowners. However, the prime reason they're moving into the southeast is the excessive amount of feedstock or fiber that exists out here, which translates to cheaper timber prices. It remains to be seen whether these mills, when up and fully running at their highest potential, will actually be seeing an increase in stumpage prices as competition sets in.
Do you have any thoughts for how we can change or design our timber planning to meet future markets and be more successful in the timber industry?
I think I do. I basically want to look at really what we have out now is 25 years of glut of timber on the market. That is not quality, that is quantity. And what we need to focus in on is quality of our pine timber. So we want to change the planting strategy not only to bypass the pulpwood market, but to accentuate the quality of the trees that we are growing today. We've looked at different spacing studies at Newton, Mississippi. We've looked at 6x14, 9x14, and 16x14. And we've kind of settled in on that 8x14 and 9x14, which is around 246 trees per acre, much less than what we normally would plant, which is around 550 trees per acre today in most instances. But with 246 trees at a wider spacing of 16 foot, now we can allow to go in there, bypass the pulpwood, get in there when we do the chip and saw market first. We're harvesting those trees that in that 13 to 14 inch diameter class and removing any other trees that really wouldn't make pulpwood. So we're focusing really on the crop trees, those trees that we're going to make our biggest payday out of. So those trees are going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 to 125 individual trees. So we want to accentuate that. But knowing that we're shooting for quality, we're also going to have to do a little work with our trees in terms of maybe actually doing some pruning on the first log so we get a much clearer first log from our saw log material as we have done. It really relates almost back to hardwoods where you focus on quality. Again, pine in the coming years will want to be all on quality, and that's what the saw timber market, those new sawmills will actually be looking to actually produce. So
there is money to be made in the timber industry, but you want to focus on raising crops that are more geared towards maybe housing market materials and maybe poles and things like that. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's the way I would go.
Today we're speaking with Randy Russo, forestry specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.